102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 618, cloudy and 78 degrees today. So we started talking about it yesterday. We figured today we'll do it this morning and talk with you guys about what's going on. But Stone, Slipknot's lead singer, said, now let me get this straight. He said that if Guns N' Roses reforms, he would quit, correct?
Yeah, he goes, if Guns N' Roses comes back from with the Appetite for Destruction lineup.
Right.
He goes,
he would quit.
If they come back, he goes, I'm out of the game. I cannot compete with that. He goes, not only am I going to retire, but I'm going to turn into a deadhead and follow Guns N' Roses wherever they go, and I'm going to buy a ticket to every single show.
That's great. And I mean, that kind of quote gives you some idea what Appetite and what Guns N' Roses is.
Because all the rumblings are happening now. Now that Slash and Axl are playing nice in the sandbox, mm-hmm. and everybody seems to be getting along.
Now that Fred Durst said something.
All that stuff. So it's going along. And then they're saying that it can be a multi-$100 million tour mm-hmm. if they decide to do it. And then Roger and I started talking about, Appetite. Him and I...
Such a great album.
But you and I disagree on it. I think... on Appetite for Destruction, much like Back in Black, there's not a dud in the bunch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's not a dud in the bunch. Yeah. You think, like, My Michelle sucks.
It's like a dud or two.
Yeah.
My Michelle's all right.
And I disagree. I think you can turn on Appetite and just mm-hmm. go. And then we started to do as, like, a starting five. You go to the Beatles and you go to, like, Sgt. Pepper, and you realize Sgt. Pepper's not as good as everybody thinks it is.
Well, if you look through, like, the history of albums, there's always some songs that just suck.
Right.
And there's a lot of bands that have two good songs on an album, and the rest of it sucks.
Right, but we're talking...
But we're talking about the best album straight through, and Appetite is definitely one of the best. There's no question about that. It's very hard to do.
Here's one that's not going to get a lot of attention, though, is Hysteria.
Mm-hmm. No, Hysteria.
Hysteria is basically the greatest hits album.
It's so ridiculous. It's got like six hits on it.
More than that. More than that.
I mean, hits. Like, that everybody in the world probably knows. It's
Woman,
so ridiculous.
Rocket, Animal, Love Bites, which to me is the piece of garbage, but it's still a hit. Pour Some Sugar on Me, Armageddon It, Gods of War, Don't Shoot Shotgun, Run Riot, Hysteria, Excitable, Love and Affection. Okay, it's not as good as it
One side of it, if it was an album, is definitely a greatest hits album.
What about Pyromania?
Pyromania is pretty incredible as well. But Pyromania has 3-4 songs that were okay.
Where is it? It's not giving me the list, mother.
But that's the Photograph, Foolin', Too Late for Love, and Rocket
Rock
Ages
Rock
album.
Till You Drop, Photograph, Stage Fright, Too Late for Love, Die Hard to Hunt. All right, I'm out. Coming Under Fire, Action Awards. Okay, that sucks. Billy's got a gun. That's mm-hmm. out.
Great album, not one of the ones we're talking about.
So go Guns.
Guns, Appetite for Destruction, a great album straight through.
Back in Black.
You have to have really high standards for all of these because it's hard. There are not many of these. Back in Black definitely has to be considered.
You want me to write your
Boston's
album?
Boston's debut has to be considered. Every song was played on the radio. That's a hard bar to beat. It really is.
But a lot of them are gay.
A lot of them were played on the radio for decades.
Yeah, I know.
And it finally faded in the last, like, 5 years.
Thank God. Thank God.
I'd also like to throw in Kiss Destroyer. An amazing album front to back.
Destroyer?
Amazing album front to back.
Christine,
very good.
Isn't Christine Sweet?
No, that's on Love Gun. Destroyer, Detroit Rock City.
Right.
Beth, Shout It Out Loud. It's Do You Love Me. The album, King of the Nighttime World, it's fantastic. It's a great album straight through. I'm just saying.
She likes my 7-inch.
Leather heels.
And going to all of the shows.
But
do you love me?
What a great album.
Oh, come on.
So if you got any 955.
Oh, come on.
955 WBAB. It's a very high bar to put on this list. See if you can do it. 622.
We're going for five, right?
Yeah, see if we can get a starting five out of it.
I'm not writing Destroyer down.
That's what happened. And here we go.
Heading out this morning, guys. We are not doing...
WBAB, Roger and JP, 627. We were just having this discussion yesterday. I figured we'd have it with you guys this morning. Trying to do a starting five, whittle it down to a starting five of just the greatest rock album straight through.
Dude, I'm not putting...
Really high bar.
I'm not putting Destroyer on here. It's not happening.
It was a heart pick.
Yeah, it was
My head pick is Boston. I mean, that album straight through is hard to argue.
I'll write it down.
Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Good morning, BAB. Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon.
Ooh, yeah. Gotta be considered. And you probably wish you were here is also a big consideration there, right?
It's no King of the, you know, it's no Destroyer with King of the Nighttime World.
It's a great song.
And Flaming Youth.
And Sweet Pain.
And, yeah, those are great. Oh. Those are old classics, Rog.
That album is so good, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I think Dark Side of the Moon might just edge it out.
All right, you're in by a hair.
Right. But I'll write it down. There is a dud on here, though.
On what? Dark Side?
Dark Side.
No, there isn't.
Great Gig in the Sky.
No. No. That's fantastic. And then, how about The Wall? They might have three that are great straight through.
I'm going to blow. Here's one
the
song.
The Wall's ridiculous.
I'll write it down, but I'm going to blow it out with one song. Vera. Thank you. Next. Vera! Stella! Yeah.
955 WBAB.
Vera.
Albums that are great all the way through. It's 102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. AB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 630. If you're just waking up, we're trying to get starting five together of the greatest albums ever straight through. An album you can listen to and you're like, God, every song on there is good.
No duds.
Very tough to come up with them. Things like Back in Black and Appetite.
That's what started this discussion. So far, we got Back in Black, Appetite, and your Boston thing.
The first Boston album.
The first Boston album.
Respect for that
album. And Dark Side. I don't think they're going to make it. I understand. I get it. Mm-hmm. I understand the importance of it. I understand how big it is.
Big.
I don't think it's going to make the five.
Good morning, B.A.B.
I'm going to have to go with Machine Head by Deep Purple.
That is pretty good.
That's a good one. There's all the great ones. And then there's Black Sabbath's Paranoid album or Led Zeppelin's fourth album. They're all amazing.
Led Zeppelin 4, I think, has got to be on here. I really do.
Those are all three of the greatest I can see on the top of my head.
Thank you. They're really good stuff. It's a good start.
I got to look into this one. Zeppelin 4, Black Dog, Rock and Roll, Battle of Evermore, Stairway to Heaven, Misty Mountain Hop, Four Sticks, Going to California when the Levee Breaks.
Yeah.
That's a winner.
Given.
That's a winner. And then Zeppelin 2.
That's no joke either.
No joke either. Right. Whole Lot of Love, What Isn't What Should Never Be, Lemon Song, Thank You, Heartbreaker, Living Lovin', Ramble On, Moby Dick, Bring It On Home. All right, I had to write both of those down.
Wow. So Zeppelin could be the king of these greatest albums straight through.
I don't know about the Machine Head thing. We're going to look into that.
The thing it's got going for it is, I think it's five or six songs. Highway Star, Maybe I'm a Leo, Pictures of Home, Never Before, Smoke on the Water, Lazy, Space Trucker. I mean, it's a great album, but you can't put it up against what we just went up against right there.
No.
That's a great album, but...
No,
not going to make it.
Those two Zeppelin albums, it's like going into a wood chipper.
Yeah. Who wants to go up against that? 955-WBAB, Roger JP. And 78 degrees today. So we're making the big list. Then we're going to just narrow it right down to starting five of the greatest albums that you can listen to straight through. So you have to consider track one to the end.
Right.
And if there's no real big duds in there.
Appetite, Back in Black. Boston, the debut album, Dark Side, Zeppelin 4, Zeppelin 2. That's what we have so far. I tried to bring up a couple other things, but...
No, yeah. Are you experienced Jimi Hendrix? Everybody mistakes that for the greatest hits album.
Yeah.
No, it's just what he threw together at that moment. Good morning, B.A.B. You got more suggestions. Go ahead.
Bruce, Born to Run.
Pretty good.
And you two, Joshua 3.
Really good, yeah.
I'm out.
I'm not even a U2 fan. You can't argue that. That's a great album. And you look at the tracks. It's ridiculous. Hello, B.A.B. What do you got?
I'll tell you the truth. I think you got three albums you forget. You got Number of the Beast by Iron Maiden.
Ooh.
You also got Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz.
That is a great
one. Last but not least, you got Billy Squire, Don't Say No.
At least.
Boy, did you just jump the shark.
That's a least.
You had me. You had me until you got to Billy Squire.
Last but definitely least.
Yeah.
What about Number of the Beast? Come on, that was a great album.
It was, absolutely right.
Still is.
Yep.
All right. Later, man.
Thank you, guys.
Let me look that
no
up.
No problem. I was just looking through Joshua Tree. It's a great side one and a really good side two, but I don't think it's not going to hold up. As great as that album is.
This one will.
Yeah. I love this album, but it's got a couple duds. I mean, it can't make the five. I don't know if it'll make the ten.
What's the dud?
Let's see. Hold on. I know that when I used to flip it over, there was definitely...
Come on, dude. Come on, bro. You don't know what you're talking about. Invaders, Children of the Damned, Prisoner, 22 Acacia Avenue, Number of the Beast, Run to the Hills, Gangland, Hell Be Thy Name.
Yep.
You gonna tell me Gangland is
Gangland.
The one?
Gangland.
Then you're not a fan.
And Invaders is too long.
Invaders! Invaders is 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
Hold on. That's the wrong one I'm thinking of. It's probably from Revelation.
Let me just blow some smoke out there, see if it sticks. See
no,
if
I'm not blowing smoke
see
out
if everybody's
there.
Paying attention.
Then might be. Hold on, I'll figure it out. But that's, I mean, Gangland and Hallowed Be Thy Name aren't the greatest songs ever on that album.
Hallowed Be Thy Name?
Okay,
it's
Gangland.
It's an encore
what
every
about,
night.
Okay, Gangland. Can't have a dud.
I love Gangland. I do.
You can love Gangland all you want, but...
Gangland!
Just look at it this way. Number of the Beast is not going to get in the starting five, or probably the 10 with what we've been talking about.
We're not doing 10. It's 5.
I know, I'm just saying. It's not even going to get to 10.
I got to say, I got another one I gotta say. It's going to get me yelled at. And honestly, I'm a little embarrassed by saying it. But Michael Jackson, Thriller.
I thought we were doing rock, no?
Scott beat it.
Yeah.
Little Eddie Van Halen. Eddie Van Halen in there.
He gets crushed for doing that all the time.
Listen to this.
Poor guy.
Listen to this. Wanna Be Something, Baby Be Mine, The Girl Is Mine, Thriller, Beat It, Billie Jean, Human Nature, PYT. Every song on that album was a hit.
I love it!
Yeah, see? That dude is
in. I'm not mistaken, were every one of those like top 10 hits?
Yeah, there also was The Lady in My Life. Did he say that one?
Oh,
that
no.
was on that album, too.
I was trying to leave that one off, dude.
Oh, come on! You're leaving off tracks!
And The Girl Is Mine is... That's questionable.
Okay.
It's with Paul McCartney, bro.
Yeah, it's...
But was it a hit?
Oh, it was a hit, yeah.
So he's got, what, 8 hits and 9 tracks on there?
Yeah.
It's A Lady in My Life.
Do we really want to examine Back in Black?
Yes. That's what this is about. Is it great straight through, front to back?
Okay, here we go.
Let Me Put My Love Into You is the dog.
Hell's Bells, Shoot the Thrill. What Do You Do for Money, Honey?
That's a great song.
I think so, too. Giving the dog a bone?
It's not as bad as Let Me Put My Love Into You.
Okay. Back in Black, You Shook Me, Have a Drink, Shake a Leg,
yep.
Rock and Roll and Noise Pollution.
Yeah.
I love this album more than most things in my life.
It's a great, great album straight through.
Giving the dog a bone is...
It's basic AC/DC in my mind.
I got you, but it's...
I don't know. I think Back in Black's going to make top 5. We'll see. We're trying to do a starting 5 of this whole list. If you have any to add, we're going to knock them down and come out with 5 in just a few minutes. 955 WBAB. It's not easy. 640. Here's Ted with the roads.
Heading out this morning, we have lots of traffic westbound on the LIE as you make your way down.
102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. All right, 644. Before we get to the stuff you need to know, we got a call about an album we have to put on here. All right, good morning, BAB. What do you got?
Hey, fellas, I'm throwing a long shot out there.
Go.
I don't know if this is going to be up to par, but Van Halen's 1984.
Ooh. You know why?
That or the first one.
You know
is
why
possible.
1984 isn't on there? Because of 1984.
Why? That's just isn't that just
big,
the open
long,
to jump?
Tum-tum-tum. Unnecessary. Get it out of there. Go right into jump. Just go right. If you would have started with Jump,
the
way through, you would have had just a monster. But you decided to put another, or just put intro, Jump. Don't give it its own song.
Are you kidding? This is the seminal intro to a great album.
Right.
When people put the needle down when they have the vinyl, they'd be like, here we go.
Listen.
And then you take a ride through this album, which is a great album.
Just put the word intro and make it one song. So, and Jump is strong enough to carry this part through.
Uh-huh.
They gave it its own. Plus, Girl Gone Bad at House of Pain. Okay.
Hmm.
Jump, Panama, Top Jimmy, Drop Dead Legs, Hot for Teacher, mm-hmm. I'll Wait.
Mm-hmm. Killer.
Monster.
Right.
Girl Gone Bad. House of Pain.
Then I would put Van Halen's first album in there. That's like every song just kicks your ass.
Isn't Ice Cream Man on there?
Yes, it is.
That's out.
How do you throw the whole album out for Ice Cream Man, which everybody loves except you?
The same way I just threw the whole album out for 1984.
That's absurd.
No, it's not. I'll write it down.
1984, at least you had a legit point with the other two. Not 1984, but the other two songs. But Van Halen's first album is ridiculous.
I'll write it down.
All right. We'll see if we can get it down to 5. Coming up right now, it's time for the stuff you need to know. Here's Ted.
If you love to drink coffee, today's your day. It's National Coffee Day. Many chains are offering...
.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger JP. It's 6:51, and if you're just joining us, we've been talking about the greatest albums straight through, which is a really high bar. Appetite for Destruction is what started off the whole conversation. Is there's just... there are great albums, and then there are these albums that you put on, and there's just not a bad song on it.
And we're not allowed to do compilation stuff, right?
Right. All right, no greatest hits.
Kiss Alive 1 and 2 is out.
Right.
There you go.
Right.
Hey! Sorry, Paul.
Paul. Hey, I already tried to get Destroyer in there, but it doesn't look like that's going to fly with people. And especially with the stuff we've been talking about, Zeppelin 4 and Zeppelin 2, Floyd Dark Side.
What about Asylum? Oh, no, tears are falling. That sucked.
It might fall short. We also got a text for Who's Next. It's a big one. Billy Mack texting in for Who's Next.
Let me look that one up.
Look it up. Hi, B.A.B., what do you got?
Yeah, how about Joshua Tree by U2?
Yeah, we looked it up. The first, like, six songs are fantastic. The next five or six are okay.
All right. I'm getting...
It's a great album, but it's not this level.
I'm getting a lot of Facebook for Master of Puppets.
Yeah.
Battery,
Master of Puppets, Thing That Should Not Be, Sanitarium, Disposable Heroes, Leper Messiah, Orion, Into Damage, Inc.
Does it have a chance of making a top five ever?
Depends on who
I don't know what's making the top five anymore.
It all depends. I'm going to write it down. I'm going to write down the Metallica Black album, too.
Yeah.
It all depends on the listener we bring in to make this thing final.
Yeah.
That's what's going to make that make or break it.
Hey, yeah, thanks for the call.
Black is good, dude.
Thanks for the call. Hi, B.A.B.
Yes, Andrew. I think I have the last album.
Go ahead.
For that list of five.
Go.
Rush Movie Pictures.
Ooh, a good one.
Camera Eye.
I think that's cool.
Everybody says the same thing. Listen, you know if you
Vinyl Signs is okay.
You know if you got that CD in there, you're getting everything is cool, and you get the camera eye, you're like, skip.
Thanks. It's so tough, and they're great albums. Everything that's mentioned is probably, and you could consider a great album, but to be straight through great is tough.
Brett, let me know if I should write this one down, the Black album. Sandman, Sad But True, Holier Than Thou, The Unforgiven, Wherever I May Roam, Don't Tread on Me, Through the Never, Nothing Else Matters, Of Wolf and Man, The God That Failed, My Friend in Misery, The Struggle Within. I love this album. I don't think it's going to make it because a lot of people got so stuck on all the hits on the first half of this that they didn't get to the bottom half of this album.
Yeah, what were the last three songs?
The last three songs are God That Failed, My Friend in Misery, Struggle Within. Three of my favorite...
Are they?
The last five, Through the Never, Of Wolf and Man, God That Failed, My Friend in Misery, Struggle Within, to me are the best songs on that album.
Wow.
I'm with you.
Right?
Put it on the list.
We're going to lose, though. I did. Here's what I got. We got to get to the voting stage of this discussion.
Yes, we do.
Appetite, Back in Black, Boston's Debut, Dark Side, Zeppelin 4, Zeppelin 2, Are You Experienced? I'm going to cross off Number of the Beast because that's not going to happen.
Right.
Joshua Tree's not going to happen.
Right.
Thriller, I'm going to keep there, see what happens. The Black Album, Van Halen, 1984, the first Van Halen, and then 1984, and Master of Puppets.
We had a call for Born to Run, too, but I don't think that's going to make it either. That's a great album, but it's just not going to make it. All right, 955 WBAB.
Like that, Ted?
I do.
Maybe they can help us
My son likes to do that now.
And throw his poo.
All right, here's that.
Right now.
102.3 WBAB, 659. We're doing the starting five albums you can listen to straight through.
Yeah, we'll start to narrow it down next.
It's a very, very high bar.
And then we'll rank them, just for giggles.
Zeppelin's on there, Floyd's on there, GNR, AC/DC. There are some great albums, and we got to get it down to five. That's going to be difficult. 955-WBAB if you want to help. It's 102.3-WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3-WBAB, Roger and JP. 702, as we're doing the starting five albums you can listen to straight through. This guy says he has one we haven't even talked about yet, because then we got to narrow it down. Go ahead, did we miss one? What do you got?
Shot in the Dark, you put Thriller on there. I'm saying Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah, it is a lot of hits, isn't it? Yeah. Paradise, Bat Out of Hell, Two Out of Three Ain't Bad.
And then everything else that nobody knows.
There's one other hit on there. There's like six songs in the whole album.
Hold on, stay right there. Bat Out of Hell, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yep.
Heaven Can Wait, All Revved Up, Two Out of Three, Paradise, For Crying Out Loud. Heaven Can Wait, All Revved Up with No Place to Go. I might be able to give you. I'm not giving you Heaven Can Wait, and I'm not giving you For Crying Out Loud.
Wow, that is a great album, though.
You can't have it.
Oof.
Sorry.
Nah, I tried. Hey, you put Thriller on there.
Hey, you did try.
Yeah, he's going to keep bringing up Thriller.
Yeah. I'm getting a lot for Physical Graffiti. They would have had something if they made one album.
Right. If they didn't
make
it a double.
If that would have just been Custard Pie, The Rover, In My Time of Dying, House of the Holy, Trampled on the Foot, Cashmere, there's a grand salami right there.
Better believe it.
But then you went to the next album. Down by the Seaside, In the Light.
There's some good stuff.
Boogie with Stew, Black Country.
Boogie with Stew's good. Black Country's all right.
Boogie with Stew's all right.
But Zeppelin's already got two on the list. All right, starting five next of the greatest albums you can listen to straight through.
This one, for me, actually. This Faith No More album.
Yeah.
I love Faith No More, though.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. Feel it, see it, even today. If you can't, then... That's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 708, cloudy and 78 today. All right, we got to take the greatest albums ever, if you listen to them straight through, knock down the list to a starting five, and that's what we're going to do now with Ray, who's on the phone.
So. Ray, you're going to be the guy here. You got a lot of pressure, dude. You understand me?
You didn't even hear my nominee yet.
We
don't need more nominees.
What is your nominee? What do you?
Three Scream of the Vengeance.
Yeah, it'll never make it. I'm with you. I get you.
It's a great album.
It's a great album.
This is a new level.
It'll never make it. You're talking about. All right, what gets voted out? You ready?
Yep.
Appetite for Destruction.
In or out?
Definitely in.
Okay. Back in Black.
It's a good album, but I don't know what the other four or five are. Put that on the side, I would say, for now.
Boston, the first album.
In.
Dark Side of the Moon.
Not a big Floyd fan, but in.
Undeniable, right?
Zeppelin 4.
In.
Zeppelin 2.
Over Back in Black, definitely in.
Wow.
Wow. Are You Experienced?
That pulls on the Back in Black.
Okay. Number of the Beast, no. Joshua Tree, no. Thriller's not going to make it for you, right?
Negative.
Metallica, the Black Album.
I'm more of the other album.
Master of Puppets.
Yeah, no.
Van Halen's first album.
Yeah.
1984.
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. What's Gotta Go? Appetite for Destruction, Boston, Dark Side, Zeppelin 4, Zeppelin 2, or the Van Halen, the first one?
Van Halen, the first one's Gotta Go.
So we got Appetite, Boston, Dark Side, Led Zeppelin 4, Led Zeppelin 2. We could have finished this 45 minutes ago.
Ray, you did a good job. Yeah. The list isn't really arguable.
No, it's not. You can't argue this.
Absolutely not.
That's a high level. Albums you can listen to straight through. Thanks, Ray. Good job.
Have a good day, gentlemen.
Right on.
People, you forgot about the number one album of 1984.
What was that?
Animalize. Feel my heat taking you high. Burn with me. Heaven's on fire. Screw you, Van Halen.
For Paul Stanley.
1984 is all about Animalize. Oh, hey.
It might be about 1984. The Van Halen album.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
Well, thanks, Paul. Sorry you didn't get any recognition on this list.
This list sucks.
Glad you came back, though. We haven't heard from you in a while.
What about Hot in the Shade?
Nope.
Yeah, I ain't gonna make it.
Forever!
That's not even big for July of 87, or whatever year it was. Sorry. That's starting five greatest albums you can listen straight through. And you guys, thanks for all your help. We appreciate it. That was a lot of fun. Dead Guy in the Envelope coming up in a few minutes. Right now, it's time for the roads. And here's Ted Lindner.
And we've got lots of slow traffic here. We're dealing with some fog this morning, poor visibility in a lot of spots across Long Island. So be careful if you're just making your way out now. LIE westbound.